श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर कृष्ण बलराम गोणिताय भगवान की जय। गौर प्रमानंदे हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर गोइंग टू सर्व श्रीमद भागवतम इन आलाचो इस्कॉन टेम्पल। And today's Bhagavatam chapter is first canto, chapter 8, the last verse. And I'm sure all of you are aware of this Bhagavatam first canto. This is so important. First canto, 8th chapter, has a mother Uttara's prayers, then mother Kunti's, then some inspiration in the heart of Yudhishthira Maharaj, ignited by Lord Krishna, so that he was acting like he is depressed. But actually that is a relishment, it's not a mundane depression. And today is the last verse which will promote the Yudhishthira Maharaj to gather all the sages and everybody. Because I don't want anybody to think ever like the sages, even Krishna himself failed to counsel. No, Krishna is the best mentor. How can he ever fail? But Krishna always have a playful nature. And he wants Bhishma Dev to speak about dharma. And so many beautiful subjects will come out, which will begin from next week. Today is the last day, Friday, and the last verse. So with that mind, we'll just start beginning. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Narayanam namaskritam naran chaiva narottamam devim sarasatim vyasam tato jayam mudirayat Nasta prayesu abhadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. So we are serving text 52. Jatha pankena pankambham suraya vasurakritam Bhutahattam tathaivamikam Na jagnel marstum arhati Jathapankena pankamba Surayava surakritam Bhutahatta tathaivamikam Na jagnir marstu marhati. Please chant. Yathapankena pankamba. Surayava surakritam. Bhutahattam tathaivaikam. Yajnir marstu marhati. Mothers. Yatha pankena pankhamba suraya va surakritam tavaikam tathaivaikam. Yatha pankena pankhamba Suraya Vasura Kritam Tapakuncha Pankakvam Yamasura Kritam. The word-to-word meaning, synonyms. Jatha, as much as, Pankena, by the mud. Panka, amba, water mixed with mud. Suraya, by wine. Ba, either, surakritam, impurity caused by the sight, touch of wine. Bhutahattam, killing of animals. Tatha, like that, eva, certainly, ekam, one, nor never jagne by the prescribed sacrifices. Marstum, to counteract arhati, is worthwhile. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: as it is not possible to filter muddy water through mud or purify a wine stained pot with wine, it is not possible to counteract the killing of man by sacrificing animals. Purified a wine stained pot with wine. Everybody understand that concept, that metaphor? Means the smell, odor, it will never go away. It is not like the wine will stay there. It's the smell of the wine. The Bhagavatam is very scientific, very deep. They want you to think. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Ashvamedha jagna or gomedha jagna, sacrifices in which a horse or a bull is sacrificed, were not, of course, for the purpose of killing the animals. Lord Chaitanya said that such animal sacrifice on the altar of jagna were rejuvenated and a new life was given to them. It was just to prove the efficacy of the hymns of the Vedas. By recitation of the hymns of the Vedas in the proper way, certainly the performer gets relief from the reactions of sin. But in case of such sacrifice improperly done under inexpert management, surely one has to become responsible for animal sacrifice. And we'll continue after our prayers. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Genanjanasalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamahayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamsham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhaktivedanta Saminiti Namini Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha sunnavadi paschata deshatarini vancha kalpa taruvascha kripasindubhayevacha paditanam pavanibho vaishnavibho namo namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here, Srila Prabhupada give the importance of the jagna, that it was just to prove the efficacy of the hymns of the Veda. Not that Vedo is not effective, Veda is effective when the reciter has a perfect vision and they know the purpose of their uttering the mantra, what they want out of it. And so I stopped here because few incident we can understand, and we can also glorify the process we follow. Na patet na shkhalet. Bhagavatam says this bhakti yoga has no fall down. Nobody fell down from bhakti path. If you remember, that verse is very nice. Even you will never tip over even. What does that mean? Is it like you're talking about physical fell down, sannyasi fell down with the Mataji or something? No, not like this. We have to understand from a scientific, spiritual scientific view that whatever we are advancing, whatever level we have arrived or achieved in right now at this moment, it is not lost, it cannot be replaced, it will never be destroyed. Even you commit offense, you will take a detour. Just like in Golden Gate Ratha Jatra, some devotee complained to Prabhupada that these people saying, what kind of form of God is that? He doesn't have a, you know, Jagannath looks like this. Doesn't have a complete leg or hand. Prabhupada said, that's all right. But Prabhupada, they're criticizing. Prabhupada said, aren't they here? Say, yes. So they have come to see God. Their spiritual life began. Can you imagine, just by Ratha Jatra, how many thousands of people's spiritual life began? But then Prabhupada said, but because they are criticizing, they will take a little detour. Means they will, you know, detour is a polite way to say they will suffer a little bit. Because you're not supposed to criticize God's form. You don't know. You know Jagannath form, why it is so special? It is the ecstasy, culmination, that in separation from the Brajabasi, Krishna could not even hold. He literally melted his body. That's why sometimes you'll see Jagannath form in Jagannath Puri. It's just a one painting of a big face, big, big eye, because he became like this. Such a deep separation, loving sentiment between the devotee and the Lord. Just by thinking, seeing that form, you literally connect your dormant love. You may be not experiencing at that moment, but you are connecting. So Srila Prabhupada gives like this. You remember, I'm sure you all remember, King Nriga's story? Nriga? Lizard? What is the story behind? In Krishna book. He was eager to give 10,000 cow for a little mistake he did. That one cow he already donated by mantra. They don't just give like this, they also give a cow, not just by mantra. Hari Bol, I give you $1 million reward. No. It's literally like 1 million going from my account to your account. So he would give 10,000 cow like this, and by mistake one cow was not his fault, went from this Brahmana's group to the other cows that he did not donate yet. And he gathered another 10,000 cow giving to this Brahmana, and that Brahmana got so angry, he said, how could you do this? You're giving twice one cow? Excuse me, 9,999, you got it free? I just donated you, one is mistake. And then he was so angry, he said, I'm not going to take it. He said, okay, I did a mistake, I'll give you another 10,000 cow. He said, no, I don't want it. You did a mistake, you must suffer for it. Can you imagine? Where is the grateful attitude? This is what karma means. The karma, you can never advance or beat the system of remain happy. But in bhakti, it is not the case. Absolutely not anything like this. This is so nice. In karma, I give you another example. There was a whole bunch of brahmanas, they are doing a sacrifice. So they're cutting this cow, part by part, cow's meat, and offering in the fire. And one Brahmana's wife, she was pregnant. I mean, I am repeating the story. I don't have experience of pregnancy because I'm a male body. But those who went through, you probably can relate. There is a particular time with the baby, you feel craving so much for something, you cannot tolerate that hungerness if you are like extremely hungry. So she was sitting there, and their ashram is very far, and she is like hungry, desperate to eat anything. So she hid little piece of meat without knowing any Brahmana saw that. Just little piece, she put it aside. She just desperate want to eat. She didn't even think it is a cow or anything. She said, oh, there will be new cow. She knows her husband's power. So guess what happened? The sacrifice is over. Beautiful cow just came out from the fire. And cow's body is perfect, except little piece has a hole in the, her body. And all the Brahmana is thinking, what happened? Did we miss? We have to throw in the fire before it extinguished. They're looking everywhere, and the wife is like, uh-oh, what do I do? What do I do? I don't want to tell them that I was like desperate to eat, not really thinking of cow meat. She was an innocent lady, just she could not control her hungerness. So out of fear, she just, you know, got up from that spot with that little piece hiding in her cloth and went very far and throw it as far as possible so she will not get caught as a, what do you call it, criminal? No, as something not appropriate. And that meat had a two part. One was RBC and WBC. Red blood corpuscles and white blood corpuscles. Radhikesh Prabhu knows, I'm sure you all know, that when some germ comes, the body fights. You know, those blood fight. Anyway, I'm not going in details. But she was not thinking like this. The white blood corpuscle became the garlic. You know garlic? You ever heard garlic? People eat garlic? Sure, I do. I used to eat before I joined. I ran away when I was 14, that's how I joined. But we didn't even think. It's like a part of the meal. Why you have to even think onion and garlic? And the red one became the onion. So you can see, like, everything they would do, there's always fault in something, somewhere. And anyway, the example, the story goes that the Brahmanas, they actually had to suffer for that, because in that new body, there's a missing. Anybody heard the name Kumbhakarna? Anybody? Yes, mother? Who is Kumbhakarna?
He's the brother of
Ravana. Yes, thank you. Brother of Ravana. He is the best sense enjoyer. I could relate, because when I was a teenager, I was a brahmachari, but still I would think like I would enjoy life. Even though I was a brahmachari class, you know, pretending. So that idea was there. Kumbhakarna is not a bad person. He just wanted to enjoy like anything. So they gave an idea, the sages, you should meditate, and really when the Lord appears, you ask him for Indrapada. If you really want to enjoy, become like Indra. Nandan Kanan glorification, if you hear, I was really like one day I gave class about 3 hours Nandan Kanan. It's like you really develop a hunger to go there and enjoy life like anything. It's a beautiful place Krishna created for us to enjoy sense gratification. Highest, you can say. Literally, you find your soulmate. Anyway, the list goes on. So then, Kumbhakarna is so excited, he's meditating, he's doing this karmakanda. And at the end, the Indra in heaven got so scared, he told Saraswati, you have to save us. We don't want this guy to come here and take over. No way. You have to do something. He said, what can I do? He said, go sit in his tongue. When he say, Brahmaji say, what do you want? He will say Indrapada, but he twist his tongue and create another word. If you chant just little, you won't get any karma result. But in bhakti, even if you cannot chant Hare Krishna properly, like a lot of Chinese Mataji, they chant sometimes Hale Lama, Hale Lama, Lama Lama, because they cannot pronounce the R. So they say L. But Tamal Krishna Maharaj found a beautiful sloka backup that Krishna, always look your intention. Sadhava vadati Vishnaya, Murkha vadati Vishnaya, Sadhava vadati Vishnave, Ubhayastu saman punnam, Bhava grahi Janardana. Krishna, look at your intention, not exactly so much endeavor what you're doing, how you pronounce it. Yes, this is important. We should sit properly, pronounce properly. Prabhupada also wants us. But even if it is problem, that doesn't mean you will be deprived of bhakti. It's very sweet. So, when Brahmaji appeared, he said, I'm very happy, Kumbhakarna. What do you want? And Saraswati just said on his tongue, he said, I want Draupada. Do you know what I just said? Nidra pada instead of Indra pada. Nidra means go to sleep. And then Brahmaji says, Tathastu, be it. And he went to sleep immediately. Every 6 months he get up and he eats and then go to sleep. Another 6 months he gets up and that's how he is. You can never get through the karma. I wish the whole world would understand besides the devotees how dangerous this karma is. That's why in Bhakti Path, karma is removed, literally. When you accept a guru, you follow guru, the first installment of your initiation is that you stop your karma. Bhagavatam has so many results, tasta. Now we'll continue reading Srila Prabhupada's purport. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, there is no possibility of performing the jagnas perfectly for want of expert brahmanas who are able to conduct such jagnas. Maharaj Yudhishthira therefore gives a hint to perform sacrifice in the age of Kali. Now while I'm reading this, you may think, well, in Ishkan we do this. We do jagna, we do fire sacrifice. Yes. Not that we need it, because our jagna in Kali Yuga is chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And your ear is the kunda, means the fire pit. And it's always open, means you can, no need to prepare, just keep on chanting. So many explanation is given. Then Prabhupada says, in the Kali Yuga, only sacrifice recommended is the performance of Harinam Jagna, inaugurated by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But one should not indulge in animal killing and counteract it by performing the Harinam Jagna. You know, this month, there is a 10,000 times good benefit. Anything you do, 10,000 times also bad benefit. So those who are eating meat, they are going to suffer, but they will multiply. So we should really do Harinam and do a lot of preaching as much possible to let people come to Krishna consciousness. Those who are devotees of the Lord never kill an animal for self-interest. And as the Lord ordered Arjuna, they do not refrain from performing the duty of Kshatriya. The whole purpose, therefore, is served when everything is done for the will of the Lord. This is possible only for the devotees. Now in this regard, I remember the story of Dr. Patel and Prabhupada. I mentioned this before, maybe. That Dr. Patel, he was a staunch Vedic scholar and Vedic followers. But he would come and not argue with Prabhupada, but he would have a conversation, but would have a little challenging sometime. So one time he said, Prabhupada says, we do whatever pleases Krishna. We are not interested of doing bhakti or not doing bhakti. We are interested what pleases Krishna. It's the key point. Just like if Krishna wants us to eat meat, we'll eat meat. And Dr. Patel says, oh no, we can never eat meat. Shastra says we can never eat meat. Prabhupada said, if Krishna wants us to eat meat, we'll eat meat. No, Prabhupada, we cannot do this. He said, you don't understand Shastra. Why? What the 15:15 says, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Vedasya sarve ahameva Veda. The purpose of Veda, to know Veda, to know Him. If we miss Krishna, just like this Jagik Brahmana, when Krishna Balaram sent the message with the coward boys that they are hungry, they want some prasadam. What did the Jagik Brahmana do? Can somebody help me? What did they do?
They
are busy for doing the fire sacrifice. And they told those coward boys that food is not ready yet. Because they have to offer it to the fire, then they can give to Krishna Balaram. Did they understand Krishna Balaram's position? No. As a result, Srila Prabhupada said their wives were more intelligent, and we need intelligence to focus in Krishna consciousness until the love develops. Then we don't need anything. Love itself will guide us. But until love develops for the Lord, intelligence has to guide us. And we have to guard intelligence to guide us. It's a very critic here. So as a result, the Brahmanas, they are expert in Jagna, Veda. It says in Madhurya Kadambini, very interestingly, that what is the difference between Ruchi and Asukti? You know, the stages of Bhakti. When you come, you have a... Every day you check, okay, I like sense gratification, I also like Hare Krishna, Mahamantra chanting, I like morning program. Then you kind of differentiate which is better. Well, maybe I can watch the movie right now because I finished my morning program. But if the taste of chanting is more, you may say, I don't want it. Let me read Prabhupada's book. So you change it. So Madhurya Kadambini says, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that when you come to a point, Nishtha to Ruchi, there is a big difference between Asukti and Ruchi. Pay attention, he says. He said that, and we can relate, when we are in the temple service or book distribution, sometimes we are attached to the service, isn't it? We are attached to what we are doing, the service. But the purpose of service, that Krishna's pleasure, we kind of slips out. We don't remember. When you come to Asukti, you are absorbed in Krishna more than your service. Or in other words, your service whole purpose is to please Krishna. So you are focusing on Krishna. But sometimes in book distribution, we don't even think of Krishna, just giving the book out, giving the book out. Is that bad? No, it's not bad. It's good. But good to know that it is not the highest platform. You have to focus on Krishna in order to relinquish all the material, unnecessary, unwanted things. Absorption in Krishna has to be there. Otherwise, entrance to Golok Vrindavan will not be there. What is the proof? 7.1.32.33. Those two verses. Prabhupada quotes many, many, many times. I almost like every few lecture I hear this verses Prabhupada quotes. Kama desat bhaya sneha jata bhakti ishramana. Abesho tu agam hitta bahovato gatim gata. Gatim gata. Whoever went to spiritual world, back home, back to Godhead. One of those six ways. But what is the key point? All of them, all six category had abesha. Abesha, absorption on Krishna. We have to meditate. Even while we are chanting, we are thinking, okay, I am trying to finish my 16 rounds. But focus on Krishna, Krishna's form, Krishna's name has to be focused. Not just finishing the rounds. So similar, these are very important. So Prabhupada gives the glorifying in the purport the power of holy name. And of course in the West we don't see so much of this other culture of Brahmanas. But still we face here similar types of people like other religion. They don't give as important when they see the Hare Krishna's chanting. They don't just easily adapt. We should of course we smile and try to bring them closer. But at least they are benefited by hearing it. That's also true. But if you remember the story of Haridas Thakur and the Brahmanas, it was a big deal. Big deal in a sense that his father passed away, and then yearly funeral rite they do in India. Advaita Acharya was doing it. Not that he was doing it for a smart view. He was doing it to establish the power of serving Vaishnava and serving holy name. You cannot progress chanting holy name without serving the Vaishnavas. Not possible. But Haridas Thakur was Mahabhagavat, and Advaita Acharya wanted to establish this. But the way he did it, it's a little tricky way. Sometimes our preacher also does this. Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family, and Advaita Acharya is just the opposite. He was born in a Brahmin family, and he established, even a little boy, that his position is higher than any of the Brahmanas. Generally in third canto, Kapil Dev discussion, there is a hierarchy is established. And I'm sure you all know that among all the living beings, those who are the human are better. Why? Because the standard of measurement is to revive our love for God and go back home. So human race is higher than animal and others, because they can come to temple. You cannot make 10 dog say, tomorrow we'll chant under the tree. Dog has no clue what you're talking about. Neither they can be steady or fixed unless you like discipline and give them a heavy dose of disciplining. But human can pay attention and they can gather to discuss about God. So human race is better. Those who are human being, amongst the human being, those who are following Varnashram, they are higher. Those who are following the Varnashram, Brahmano are the higher. Those who are the Brahmanas, study the Veda, they are higher amongst the Brahmano. Those who understand the essence of the Veda, they are still higher than the other Brahmanas. And those who understood the essence and they apply in their life, they are higher. And those who apply and they make the surrender, they are higher. And those who become pure devotee are the highest. This is the gradation given by Kapil Dev very nicely. And Prabhupada gave a whole purport based on this hierarchy amongst the devotees. So Haridas, the Brahmanas knew this in Advaita Acharya's place. So then Advaita Acharya, when he was a little boy, I'm sure you know that pastime probably. Advaita Acharya was a little boy, but he's a Mahavishnu. When he came in front of, you know, like Christmas in America, Kali Puja in India is like this, especially in Bengal. Durga Puja, oh my God, it's like a, nothing else is important. Durga Puja is like everywhere, in the street corner in Calcutta, anywhere. Even on the way to Mayapur, it's like big. So on the Durga Puja day, Advaita Acharya went with his father and all the Brahmana, because Advaita Acharya, if you look at his photo, you know first name he had? What was Advaita Acharya's first name when he was born? Kamala Lochana. His eyes were so attractive. Like you would look at Advaita Acharya in his eye, you cannot stop looking at it. It's so beautiful. When you see Advaita Acharya's photo, there is a Panchatattva picture here. It's unbelievable attraction. So anyway, when he went there and he had a beautiful body and handsome looking, he went to Durga Puja with his father, everybody would look at him. But they, you know, when you want to see other person is so attractive, you want to have a conversation, but you cannot converse. You want to look at that child again, or you want to talk to, you know, if you see a cute baby, you want to like talk to that baby, touch the baby's cheek or something. In the village, I remember we used to do that. It's like a common thing. So when Advaita Acharya came there, every Brahmanas, they saw a handsome boy, he says, oh, your son is so handsome, but he's not paying obeisances to Durga. So then all these brahmana accused, and Advaita Acharya became little, not a grouchy, he was establishing a standard. So his father says, everybody is looking at you, pay obeisances. You know, you see in Prabhupada's Guru Puja, when mother come, sometimes child is like, doesn't want to pay obeisances, the mother put her head down. That's very nice, similar thing. So they're trying, and Advaita Acharya says, no, I don't want to pay obeisances. Shh! You should pay obeisances. Why should I pay obeisances to my maid servant? Oh my God, shh! How can you say like this? Don't want any brahmana to hear this. And the brahmanas are like, really paying attention. Your son is not paying obeisances to Durga. So father felt embarrassed. And he's like, my dear son, Kamal Lochan, can you just pay obeisances? And he loudly said, I do not want to pay obeisances because she is my maid servant. Maid servant does not pay, the master doesn't pay obeisances to maid servant. Shh, don't speak like this. This is Durga, the mother of the universe. Yes, and I am her father. It's like such an embarrassment. Of course, they did not know that he is a Mahavishnu incarnation. Of course, then father is embarrassed and he says, just do it for the sake of me, just one time. Okay, you watch out, what is going to happen? And he paid obeisances, Durga statue burst out into pieces. All the brahmanas think, whoa, what is that? Durga Puja is not like Prabhupada's Guru Puja only. It's like a big festival day, Prabhupada's Guru Puja. It's like thousands and thousands of people come. Of course, they have a material intention, but they love Durga, some or other. It's like in front of everybody, the Durga deity really burst into pieces. It was like a remarkable. After that, everybody just think of him. Oh my God, be careful. He may be something special. They cannot give him the position as a Vishnu, but at least something special. So Advaita Acharya already got name and fame amongst the brahmanas. And he's going to establish that Vaishnava does not belong to a caste or race. Vaishnava is Vaishnava. Whether he's born in a Muslim or an American, it should not be. Always should be given highest regard. So he told Haridas Thakur, please come and honor I'm not going to give the whole study, but if you know the funeral rites, I also did funeral rite for Bhakti Charu Maharaj, was privileged by the mercy of these disciples. That there is some mantra you chant. You know, I was writing the mantra on Bhakti Charu Maharaj's near the heart. You chant some mantra for a sannyasi to live. And for ordinary people, you chant some mantras and then you offer the food to the Vishnu deity. And after you bring, it's called Pindadan. You heard about the word Pindadan? You'll see that if your parents or somebody die. Then you make a rice with the sabji, a smoosh together. Anyway, the whole details is there. And then you put it on a plate and put it outside. Then the departed soul will take the animal body to eat that. And they do. I did that also a few times in San Diego, I remember, on behalf of temple. And so it says that the first person you offer this food, Vishnu Prasad, is the most worshipable person. So departed soul is like a respected, so they do that. Or in the gathering, whoever has holding the senior most position. So Advaita Acharya told the brahmanas, Haridas Thakur hold the senior most position. And everybody immediately thinking he's a Muslim. He's not even human, he's not even a varnashram. Because Muslims, they don't follow varnashram. How can he be holding the highest position? But they are scared to say against Advaita Acharya because they know his position is high. And he knows the Veda. He already established his position. So some of the brahmana felt uncomfortable. They want to leave. But then it's also insult. They are scared of it. They are like very bewildered. So Advaita Acharya told Haridas Thakur, please come and honor the prasadam. So, also another thing happened. When the senior most disciple or follower eat, honor the prasadam, and whatever is left, uchishta, remnants, everybody has to share. Little. Like with Prabhupada, they did. So, this way, Haridas Thakur was asked to come, and Haridas Thakur, out of humility, he didn't want to come in front of the brahmanas. But Advaita Acharya was pressuring. Then all the brahmana gathered together and they came with the idea. They asked Advaita Acharya, how could you do this to us? Haridas Thakur is born Muslim. He's not even a Hindu. He's not even a, what to talk about, highest position. He's not above brahmana, he's below brahmana. So they had their view how to see. And Advaita Acharya says, you are so proud of your Brahman culture. Let's do the ceremony first. Let's light a fire. See the mantra power. How much power you have on your mantra. So some brahmana, out of pride, they took the challenge. All right, we're going to show you. So they made a jagna kunda, and all the brahmana sat down. They are chanting, you know, Om Bhu Swaha, Om Bhuva Swaha, Om Sat Swaha, Om Bhur Bhuva Sat Swaha. You know, the whole Sahasra Shishya Purusha Sahasraksha Sahasrapat Sabhumim Vishyato Vritta Aptatishta Dasangulam. All this mantra that Raghunath Prabhu chant, I used to chant those also long time back. So I memorized those. So all they are chanting, no fire is happening. No fire is coming out. And Advaita Acharya declared in front of those brahmanas, show your brahmana power. They are all like dumbstruck. They're looking at each other, what to do? They don't have power. Say, you want to see Haridas Thakur? He begged Haridas Thakur to come. Haridas Thakur, due to humility, he didn't want to face this. But he brought him. He said, I'm not going to chant all this. He said, just chant whatever you chant. This is pleasing Krishna. This is what pure devotee. It's a beautiful verse. I memorized because this verse has so much lesson to be learned. Ite je dus deke tar sei dus bhakter varnana matro krishnera santus. When pure devotee speaks something, do not find any fault. It is only pleasing Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself quoted this verse. So Advaita Acharya established that verse in them. Haridas Thakur came in front of fire sacrifice. What did he do? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Immediately fire just came out in this jagna kunda. All the brahmana is like a uncomfortable because their belief and their experience is not matching, you know. They want to believe they are better than Haridas Thakur, but they are experiencing they are lower, worse. So they could not reconcile, they are like nervous. But those who are simple minded, they surrendered. Those who are complicated, you know, crooked minded brahmana, they could not reconcile. They just went on for days. And that's why Advaita Acharya had two groups of devotees. 17th chapter you can read in Adi Lila. The Prabhupada write, can you imagine, your father is God, but still you are a demon category, you are not a devotee. Horrible. So even if you become a son of Krishna, doesn't mean you will become. Narakasur is a son of God, but he's a big demon. Advaita Acharya had three sons, they are not even deprived of bhakti because of misunderstanding from this incident and few other incidents. But then three other sons became the exalted Vaishnava. So it is not by birth. Even your son of God doesn't mean really anything. Ultimately, what attitude, what devotional qualification you have, and how you're thriving in spiritual path. So Advaita Acharya proved Haridas Thakur position that when a pure Vaishnava speak or pure Vaishnava chant, that is highest form of duty that pleases Krishna. It's 8:50. And there is many actually. Even Nityananda Prabhu's, I mean, there is a whole bunch of story. And now Krishna reminds him. how Nityananda Prabhu was so merciful to the Brahmanas by curbing their false pride. The Brahmana, they did not want to chant. Nityananda Prabhu came. Nityananda Prabhu was merciful to the ladies in Uddharandatta Thakur's house. And Prabhupada, in the purport he writes, I still remember it, the Prabhupada says, my family belongs to that, because Uddharandatta Thakur family is jeweler, you know, deal with the gold and gold merchant. And Prabhupada comes from a Bonik family. Prabhupada comes from a Vaishya family. It's also gold merchant, kind of Mallik family. By the mercy of Radhanath Maharaj, we possess that land now in Calcutta. It's wonderful. Two things happen in Calcutta. I won't go in that, because that itself is like beautiful. We got the first temple of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. It became like a Karmi's place. Radhanath Maharaj personally reviving that temple back to original Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, where Prabhupada met Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Uttaranga temple, very nice. And the other place is Prabhupada's house, birthplace. We also possess that now, Ishkan owns it. Anyway, back to this. So Uddharandatta Thakur's place, where Nityananda Prabhu came, and Nityananda Prabhu is a person that if you come in contact, you can never escape from him without becoming a devotee. He will make you devotee. How he will make you devotee, that is a mystery. Not necessarily, you know, straight away. So he came to deliver these Brahmanas there, but could not. Brahmana said, no, we'll do jagna with the mantra. Nityananda Prabhu said, no, just chant Hare Krishna, that's enough, and distribute. No, 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 mantra should not be chanted loudly, and nobody should hear it, only us Brahmanas. So Nityananda Prabhu, one day he told all the ladies in the house of Uddharandatta Thakur, they really love him. He's a kind of a, I don't know if you ever saw a sannyasi with a lot of gold jewelry, generally not. But Nityananda Prabhu is like this, you know, he had 10 necklaces, every finger has a gold ring. Those ladies, they just love his body, so they dress him. And Nityananda Prabhu is sitting there and all the ladies coming, putting a little crown, putting a earring, putting all the jewelry. They're gold merchant, you know, anything from the shop, they're just decorating him. It's like over decorated, like Mr. T in America, you know, they call Mr. T. So Nityananda Prabhu went out with this Mr. T form, you know. And they know he's a abodud, he's a sannyasi, but he dressed so much like an enjoyer. What is going on? The Brahmana started criticizing. And Nityananda Prabhu could not tolerate. He said, okay, I'm going to give them blessing, but not straight away, because they will not listen. So he saw all the Muslims going in Mayapur. Did you see the Muslim people? Prabhupada also bought, there is a past time Prabhupada bought the vegetable from those guys. They carry a bap, I don't know in English what you call, it's a bamboo made, two side, there is a carriage thing, and they carry on their shoulder. We call bap, I don't know in English there is such word. And they carry like this, they go to the market from Mayapur to, you know, market to sell. And they, each side of the bamboo, there is a merchandise hanging, so they don't feel pressure too much. So Nityananda Prabhu glanced on all those Muslims, and all of a sudden they forgot who they are. They say, Hare Krishna, like this. They're chanting and crying for Krishna and rolling on the ground. The hair is standing, 8 symptoms of Sattvic Bhav manifested. And the Brahmanas were shocked. How can they be chanting? They're Muslim. Who is doing this? Who has this power? Impossible. Only God can do it. Finally, they realized Nityananda Prabhu made the whole village cry for Krishna. All these Muslim guys. But the Brahmana, they could not chant still. They had to send somebody to Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri to find out who is this abodut Nityananda, why he's doing something illegal, they thought. So like this, Nityananda Prabhu established, like Prabhupada did when he came to the West, like this. So I'll end with this, that we should always remember in our spiritual journey, that we are product of our own decision, not situation. Situation means your birth or where the family is from. You make your own decision. We are product of our own decision, not situation. When difficult situation comes in our life, we sometimes feel victimized. It's true. While the feeling of indignation are natural, sometimes inevitable, even in our society we see sometimes, but we should know that we need to use our intelligence to remember that those situations don't determine our consciousness. So I'll end with this line, that when we practice bhakti, sadhana bhakti every day morning, what's supposed to be the result? The first installment should be our spirit. I'm just gathering from different quote of Prabhupada and put it in my own notes. That first thing supposed to happen, our consciousness supposed to be spiritualized. What does that mean, spiritualizing consciousness? Means we realize that we are eternal, Krishna is eternal, our relationship with Krishna is eternal. So we realize indestructibility of spiritual reality. You follow? This is the first installment. Then such elevation of consciousness increasingly connects with Krishna, Radha Shyam Sundar. When that connection becomes strong and sturdy, steady, we may feel insecurities of like COVID-19 or whatever, you know, problem we have in life. At material level, we can still relish the joyful securities in Krishna. So I'll end with this. If anyone has any question, comments or reflection. Yes, Mother. We have a microphone inside, Prabhu. You can open the door. No, from the side you have to open. Here. There's a microphone. Is it on? If the light is on.
No light.
I was just thinking that.
Here, give it to me. I can. Okay, go ahead, Martha.
That more than intelligence for the Brahmin women, more than being intelligent, I think, wasn't just more that they had the love for Krishna. You know what I mean?
More?
More love than intelligence.
You know what I mean? That's what drove them to feed Krishna Balaram. They just didn't care. They just loved Krishna Balaram. So it seems like it was more love than intelligence.
That is true, no, but see, Rupa Goswami Pad gives a very practical. He says, it is not possible somebody just join and become, develop love. Not possible. Because anartha has to go. The pure love will come after, in a bhava stage. Love we have, but to revive that, it's not easy just to say it and it will be there. Because love is tainted with the material desire, you know, I want prestige, I came to temple, they didn't ask me to lead, you know, I don't feel like to go there. Oh, wait, you coming to please the devotees and Krishna, or you pleasing your ego? So we have anarthas practically. So it is not possible pure love will be there. So Rupa Goswami's path says, there is a famous verse in Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Tad bhavati madhurje srute dhira apekshate natra shasram na juktim tat lobha utpatti lakshanam. Lobha or the greed or the love means that greed. Love is not like something, it's the greed. So he said, until that love, greed develop, one has to engage intelligence to guard and focus in bhakti.
Was he talking about the Brahmana women in particular?
No, Brahmana women, they have developed love. So
right.
The love guided them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. So for them. But for us,
Right.
We cannot pretend like we are Brahmana's right. wife, that stage. It's very high stage. And they got it. Thank you. That's a very nice point. Any other question, comment? No? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchakalpa Darvashya Vasana Vaishya Vaditanam Prabhupada.